It is 3 o'clock. It is House Judiciary today. It is April 16th. With us today are Representative Lynn, Representative Grunberg, Representative Olson, who is the committee alternate, and myself, Chair Ledoux. Mm. I will remind everybody to silence their cell phone devices. We have one bill. We have two bills before us today. We have SB 30, the marijuana crime bill. All we're going to be doing with that bill today is moving the CS, and we will be working on that over the interim. So, could I have a motion?
Is this for the K version?
Version I.
Version I. Okay, I have a K version. Where's the I version?
Oh, you're
going to
move
SB 30
first.
Yeah. At ease. I'm going to move 40. Representative Olson is going to make the motion.
I would move that we adopt the CS for CS Senate Bill 30, version K is the working document.
Hearing no objections, version K is adopted, and we will be taking this up over the interim.
Madam Chair, just for the record, that's the House CS.
The House CS, yeah. For CS for Senate Bill number 30. The second item we have on the agenda, and Representative Millett has just joined us. The second item we have on the agenda is SB 30, sponsored by Senator Coghill, and I look forward to moving SB 43 today. So, if...
Do you want a motion for the CS?
Yes. Hold just a moment. So we have Jordan Schilling of Senator Coghill's staff here to present, but first we have a CS, and may I motion to move the CS for SB 43 29LS0325/I?
So moved.
Before the committee.
Madam Chair, I'll move Senate Bill 43-29-LS03251/I for consideration.
Thank you. Hearing no objection, we now have the bill before us. Jordan?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Jordan Schilling, staff to Senator Coghill. If you'd like, I can just talk about the difference between the CS and the version that the committee had before it last time.
Thank you.
Fairly simple change to address some concerns from the committee that we were applying this immunity too broadly, and also to include the professional municipally operated fire departments. So we had a couple staff and legislator work sessions and figured out a solution that we feel is going to work for the contract departments that serve the municipality of Anchorage and the Fairbanks North Star Borough. And that change is simply that rather than apply the immunity to both contract departments and municipally operated departments, this CS only applies that immunity to the contract departments. Those would be university fire departments and nonprofit fire departments.
Representative Grunberg.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Do we have Mr. Wheeler or anybody on the line? Okay, let me tell you, I certainly don't have any objection to the, I'm talking to the proposed amendment here, if I may inquire on that.
Well, I think what we want to do first is we want to have testimony, and I don't think there's anybody online for testimony, but I'm going to open the public testimony. And anybody online? No. Anybody in the audience? No. So we'll close public testimony, and now we can chat about the bill and any amendments to the bill.
You want me to technically offer it so we have it in front of us?
I think that would be a great idea, Representative Thunberg.
I would like to label the amendment that is a conceptual amendment, Madam Chair, Amendment 1 for discussion. And I'll offer it, and if somebody will object.
I'll object.
Thank you. Jordan. And Susie, are you on the phone? Susie, that's... Schutz.
She's on the line.
Through the Chair, this is Susie Schutz with Legislative Legal Services. I'm online.
May I inquire, please?
Yes.
Do you have a copy of the amendment?
I do not. I have a copy of the CS. I don't have the amendment in front of me.
Okay. Maybe staff or somebody can get that to her. Meanwhile, I'll inquire. But I think it's necessary for her to see this. And when I saw this, I didn't immediately have a question, but looking at it, I have a couple. Ms. Schutz, it's fairly simple, and maybe you want to write it down. It's real simple. This section does not limit the authority of a municipality or village. My first questions will focus on that phrase. Of a municipality or village to maintain an action, and this is my second line of questioning, against a contractor, vendor, or supplier providing goods or services to the municipality or village. Do you want me to repeat that?
No, I think I have it.
It would be a separate subsection in here. Through the chair, if I may have a little leeway here. Ms. Schutz, first of all, would the term be a municipality or village, or should I just say, since this is a conceptual amendment, we're talking about any entity that can maintain suit? I thought villages were types of municipalities, actually. I'm not sure. My question is that the right term, or do we just leave it at that for the moment with the instruction to make it right?
Through the chair, Representative Grunberg, I mean, under 0965080, which allows a borough, city, or other public corporation to bring a suit, the term incorporated borough, city, or other public corporation of like character and its corporate name is used. I'm not sure if that would go to the concern you have and whether that phrase would be used, that language.
Madam Chair, since we're so short and this is the last meeting, and we don't have Mr. Wheeler or anybody on the line, is it possible for us to say, since I'm the offerer of the amendment, to say that we intend that to apply to anybody, any entity that the 0965030 would apply to? And then you can use the correct drafting and coordinate with staff and Jordan and myself. Can you do that, Ms. Schutt? And if the chair would give us a little leeway to bring Mr. Wheeler in that conversation, too. I want it to apply to anybody who can be applied here.
That's fine. It's obviously the intent, I think, to do that. So I guess what you're trying to say is to legislative legal, just make it right legalese, correct?
Correct. Secondly, my second question goes to the...
Incidentally, besides Ms. Schutz, we also have Jim Dolan from the Fairbanks North Star Borough here in order to answer any questions.
Thank you. And I certainly didn't mean to cut her out of this. So, I mean, it's up to you if she participates. I'm looking at Jordan. Okay. Secondly, did you get the document yet, Ms. Schutz?
No, through the chair, I did not receive it yet.
Ms. Schutz, it's been emailed to you. Have you had your staff, or can you take a peek at your email?
Sure, I can go ask and see if it's come in yet.
We stand.
Hold on just a moment.
Let's just stand at ease for a minute. Back on the record, just to ask the question, have you gotten the email yet?
This is Susie Schutz. Yes, I received the email. I have a copy of the conceptual amendment in front of me.
Fantastic. Then we're we're back on the record again, and Representative Grunberg can continue asking his line of questioning.
Thank you. Jordan, why don't you put on the record what you were just saying about whether municipality or village is the correct term or not.
Thank you, Representative Grunberg. Through the chair, the reason I think it's correct for the conceptual amendment to refer to a municipality or village is because on page 2 of the working draft before you, line 9, where we define what a nonprofit fire department is, we're defining it as nonprofit fire department that provides services under contract or agreement with a municipality or a village.
Thank you. And just for the record, Madam Chair, I'd like to leave that up to the drafters as this thing moves out of here.
That's fine.
Secondly, the phrase an action against a contractor, vendor, or supplier providing services or goods to the municipality or village. I am thinking that anything is possible, so we may have a situation where the suit would be against somebody other than one of those entities, and I would leave that up to the bill drafters if they wanted to maybe just say to maintain an action under this section or something. I don't want this to fall between the cracks. And could we have the record reflect that it's our intention to do whatever is necessary?
Through the chair, Representative Grunberg, yeah, that sounds good. If that's something that our attorneys think is appropriate, I think the sponsor is good with that, yeah.
Madam Chair, this amendment seems to allow a municipality to maintain an action. Doesn't speak about the reverse, which was the intent of this, to make certain that if the suit was against the municipality, which wasn't contracting, that the suit against them could be maintained. I don't have any problem with this language because it deals with a totally different issue, but I wanted the record to reflect and the members of the committee to understand that that this is another issue, and I think it's good that it's covered here. But I would say, I'm kind of rambling.
Yes, you are, Representative Grunberg.
I hope you let me a little bit. Now,
I'm letting you.
Thank you. Susie and Jordan and everybody, the title of the bill is an act relating to immunity for a fire department and employees. That's the title of the bill, but the title of the section is civil liability of nonprofit and university fire departments. This little amendment doesn't fall within that catch line, so I do think that as the conceptual amendment is processed by Ms. Schutz, that she may want to change that tagline or have it in something separate. I don't have any problem, but I just want the record to reflect this deals with the government as a plaintiff rather than a defendant.
I think we understand that, Representative Grunberg.
So I will offer the amendment.
You already have offered the amendment.
I will shut up.
Representative Millett objected. Representative Millett, do you still maintain your objection?
Never.
Right. Representative Millett has dropped her objection. The amendment is adopted. You and Mr. Schilling and anybody else who wants to can work with legislative legal to get this done so that this bill can proceed. Is there any more discussion with respect to this bill?
I don't think there's any. Was there anything we've omitted?
Through the chair, Representative Grunberg, I think we've covered it.
Everybody worked pretty hard on this.
Actually, I congratulate you all. I mean, this really was an effort. We noted in the committee the last time that this bill came before us, and this was really one of those bipartisan efforts to create a good bill. So I congratulate you both.
And Ms. Schutz and Yuri Morgan and anybody else.
Second motion?
I'd like a motion.
Thank you. I'd like to move Senate Bill 43, Judiciary, from committee with individual recommendations and attached zero fiscal note.
Seeing no objection, is moved, and everybody stay around to sign the record.
Are you the alternate on Judiciary?